A new exhibit has premiered at the Hunter Museum. The exhibit is called Lois Malieu Jones, A Life in Vibrant Color. It features more than 70 paintings, textile designs, and other works by Jones. Jones had a long career. She was born in 1905 and lived to be more than 90 years old. She painted during the Harlem Renaissance and she taught at Howard University. But she wasn't always a painter. She began her career as a textile designer.
So we start from those early days looking at some of her textile designs all the way up until she was working right up until her death. So it's a really interesting study of not just an artist's career, but really what was changing in this country throughout the time that she was working.
That's Katrina Craven, the Director of Public Relations and Marketing for the Hunter Museum of American Art. The Jones exhibit highlights the many changes in the world during Jones's career, and Jones saw many changes. She was an African American, and she faced racism and sexism early on. In fact, at the start of her career, Jones couldn't always get recognition for her textile work because some people refused to believe an African American woman was capable of producing great work. Jones switched to painting on canvases so she could sign her work and prove she was the artist. She tried out many different styles during her life, and she incorporated Western techniques and colorful Haitian styles in her paintings.
Some of her works, it's very obvious that she was very much inspired by the Impressionists. You can see that. And then to have those exhibited near pieces that are so bold and so bright and so modern, and it's very obvious that she's taken a lot or had been influenced a lot by African-American art and those Haitian motifs. I think, shows that she was always growing and always learning.
Jones once said she felt her greatest contribution to the art world was proof of the talent of black artists. She also said that in her 90s, after a lifetime of painting, she felt she'd finally arrived as everyone from Bill Clinton to Jacques Chirac began recognizing and collecting her work. Of course, Jones was also recognized for something else, being a teacher.
Lots of her students are well known today. David Driscoll, Elizabeth Catlett, and Robert Freeman. I mean, those are all artists that she influenced. So many scholars feel like her teaching career was as important as the works that she created as an artist, because she had such a long-reaching influence.
The Hunter Museum will have an event on February 3rd. It's both a celebration of the new Lois Jones Show and a kickoff to Black History Month. The evening will be presented by the Hunter Museum and the Bessie Smith Cultural Center, and by a new group in Chattanooga, the Friends of African American Art.
Its purpose is to gather together people that have an interest in African American art, to educate people about African American art, expose them to different artists, but ultimately to help raise money to purchase works by African American artists for both the Hunter Museum and for the Bessie Smith Cultural Center. And the event on February 3rd is really kind of the kickoff to introduce this group to the larger community, to invite people to become members, and to tell them a little bit about some of the things that we've done and things that we have planned for 2011.
More information is online, www.huntermuseum.org. For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.